The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. On the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football, featuring Zach Zaidman and Tom Thayer. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by University of Phoenix, Tempur-Pedic, and Comcast.
We didn't get it done. We didn't get it done for each other. We didn't get it done for Mrs. McCaskey, for George, and the ownership in this organization and the people that support us in this building that provide us the resources, as Phil does, to win. And we certainly didn't get it done for our fans.
Mark Trestman breaking down the 2013 season at Halas Hall earlier today. Good evening, hello, and welcome. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, the first off-season edition. We're going year-round. Zach Zaidman, pleased to be joined by 85 Bear Tom Thayer, who will be here week after week after week throughout the off-season to break down all the different moves that the Bears make. Welcome.
Well, you know, I thought we were going to have an opportunity to do some off-season radio talk with no pressure. And then I get up this morning and I see also they got a new roster of players getting ready to be announced. And after Phil and Mark Trestman met with the media and then had a chance to hear from the players, what an exciting day for a sport that never stops.
Jay Cutler's back, re-signs with the Bears, 7-year deal. Tim Jennings is back, re-signs with the Bears. Matt Slauson is back, re-signs with the Bears, and all three spoke at Halas Hall today. We will hear from Jay Cutler live a little bit later on the program, along with the newly minted cornerback, Tim Jennings. He will join us as well, but I want to give you guys a recap of what took place at Halas Hall earlier today, starting with Phil Emery's thoughts on locking up Jay Cutler to a 7-year deal.
He had his best season as a pro this past year from a statistical outlook. I also think that he had his best season as a pro in terms of his leadership, his improvement, his display of toughness, his ability to bounce back, his ability to handle pressure, and his ability to come back and win games.
Everything Phil says is true. I think initially you have to see, how does this system fit Jay? And like he said, statistically, the best season he's ever had. So let's judge Jay, the quarterback, from this point on. Let's not refer back to the archaic offense that he's been a part of. Let's talk about Jay up until this point.
You had an opportunity briefly at the end of your career to play with Dan Marino, who was in the same system with most of the same players, including the same play caller, for a long period in time. That makes a difference.
Yes, but the key to that, similar to the Chicago Bears, is Don Shula was leading the meetings. Mark Trestman is leading the meetings. No matter what Dan Marino was able to display in all of his greatness, it was because of the consistency and the system that he was able to cultivate with Don Shula.
Jay Cutler has said that it takes 3 years to truly feel comfortable within the framework of an offense. He's going to get that opportunity now.
And I'm glad you brought up, because I do have a question attached to that I would like to ask Jay. So that's one thing I want to say for him, because the only guy that sees this offense as clear as Mark Trestman is Jay Cutler and Josh McCown, and it'll be interesting to ask that 3-year progress question.
Phil Emery became the general manager of the Bears to win them, quote, multiple championships, yet the Bears are coming off a very disappointing season in his mind.
We're not happy being an 8-8 football team. There were a lot of highs. There were a lot of positives, and we'll talk about those. But there were lows, and we've got to figure out how to make more of those positive days so that we can continue on the road to our goals, which is to win a championship and championships.
Phil had to make this a better football team. He was able to do that offensively. He's got everything pointed in the right direction. And next year, when you hit the field running in terms of offense terminology and the growth, it's going to be unlimited. However, you know, with the defensive side of the ball, you can't anticipate the injuries that they went through, and you can't the way the age has changed the game. So now, Phil, they have a good goal of setting their sights on how to make the choices in the future to better help the defense grow.
You talked about the defense, and that's going to be the major topic of conversation all throughout the offseason now that the Bears have locked up Jay Cutler. We'll start with Mark Trestman, who was asked point blank today about whether or not Mel Tucker will return as the Bears defensive coordinator.
We have a process we're going through, and it does involve the coaches. I said that before. Everything's on the table. I just would be one more time to say that I think to read anything in other than there's time to get all this done and do what's best for the Chicago Bears.
Right. It's too early to have any final evaluation on anybody, player or coach. I think you do have to go and look at the details of the season, how players flourished in the season and some didn't. So, again, that process will come, and I think they're early enough in the offseason they have time to make that decision.
There were a lot of injuries. You kind of hit on some of them. A lot of key components to the Bears' defense went down for long periods of time this season, but there were also draft picks that did not pan out the way the Bears expected. One of them, Phil Emery's top draft pick as a Bear general manager in his first year, Shea McClellan.
Sacks are king. And Shea didn't have enough of those. So what we have to do with Shea is we have to find ways, when I'll talk about our overall defenses, find ways to use the unique talents and skills of the players that we have to put them in a better position to succeed. Putting him at defensive end, that's on me. Okay? Did I not give him the ultimate opportunity to succeed? He produced in a positive way, but the overall impact in the last two seasons has not been at a high enough level. I'm saying that. Shea would tell you that.
And so with that being said, I call Shea McClellan an incomplete project. Because when you look at Shea and when he's on the football field, it's not a guy that lacks the desire to be intense enough to play the position, give the hustle, give the weight room work ethic and the meeting room ethic that you need to have in order to flourish as a player. That's why I call him incomplete, because I think if you stand or put Shea in the right position, I think he can flourish. And there's other examples around the league that Phil did bring up, like Rob Ninkovic, who started his career at Joliet Junior College and now is a Pro Bowl player for the New England Patriots. Guys have the ability to morph their careers even after they're drafted.
And that wasn't the only regret that Phil Emery had from his first draft.
I selected Brandon Harden. I put that young man in a bad position to succeed. We moved him from a corner to a safety, and he wasn't able to make that transformation. And that's on me. That's on my evaluation.
The weeding out process of the NFL is very harsh. Whether you don't have the ability to make the transition to earn a spot, that happens. But there's opportunities given to players like Brandon in the special teams game that if you don't have the ability to play a defensive back right now, develop an ability to be a special teamer that can create in every phase.
Now, everyone knows what went wrong with the Bears defense. The question now is, what is Emery going to do to try and fix it?
Defensively, to me, it's not about is it D-line, linebacker, safety, or corner. It's about finding the best playmakers. The guys, the players that can make a dynamic difference to our defense. To do what? Number one thing is score. Number two thing is to create turnovers. Number third thing is to cause disruption to the opposing quarterback.
One thing I like about him using the term playmakers is you need playmakers, but the playmakers that Phil has brought in here, they really do well to help develop the talent around him. What Brandon has done for Alshon Jeffery, what Martellus has done for the offense, what Matt Slauson can do for a guy like Kyle Long and Jordan Mills throughout their career. That's always the playmakers that Phil has been able to bring in so far have been a very good influence on the rest of the team. Even DJ Williams and James Anderson were a valuable part of the talent this year.
We'll find out how a little bit more, but coming up next, we'll say hello to the newly signed Bears quarterback. Jay Cutler will be a Bear for the next 7 years.
Kinda
he'll
nervous.
Join us. Are you?
Yeah.
Come on, he's a nice guy. You'll like him. He was smiling today. Can you blame him with that big deal? Jay Cutler, the Bears quarterback, joins us next on Bears All Access with Zach Sedman and Tom Thayer on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
To be a player that is a reason that you win games. The things that I felt certain about Jay and signing him into the future is, number one, he's a demonstrated winner with the Chicago Bears. Number two, this fall, he showed us right from the beginning that he can be a key player in terms of a player being the reason you win.
Phil Emery talking about the franchise. Jay Cutler signing into a 7-year deal today. And that's a good thing, I think, for the Bears, because you get continuity at the offensive positions. And more importantly, it's something you don't have to worry about now. And you kind of know how your salary cap pie is going to be divided because the quarterback position is set for the Bears. Zach Sedman, Tom Thayer with you. This is Bears All Access brought to you by Sports Authority. You can hit the beach with five of your favorite Chicago Bears players, including Earl Bennett, this March in Cabo. Visit applevacations.com/Bears for more information. And I think when some people look at Jay Cutler, they think to themselves, you know, has he done what the Bears thought he was going to do when they made the big trade for him. And I would submit that up until this past season, he really hasn't had the full complement of weapons to take advantage of his unique set of skills.
Right. And I think he was working, again, I want to say the term an archaic offense. I don't think he went to the line of scrimmage in the past and have everything decided for you according to the terminology you called and how it fit with the weapons you have at the line of scrimmage. And that's the key ingredient here, is making sure that once you find the system that's right for you, you're willing to dedicate what it takes in order to put that system in place. And I think that's the thing that goes underappreciated about Jay and the quarterbacks, is how difficult it is to learn the terminology of a system, but learn the terminology well enough to know how it fits within the other 10 guys that are standing in the huddle with you.
Another question that Phil Emery was asked about today, Tom, is whether or not he's concerned about Cutler's durability, because he has been banged up the last couple of years. And he said, overall, you know, you look at the body of work, and he's only missed 12 games.
And I think the better you know a system, the safer you have the chance to play within the system. And I think that's a key ingredient. Anybody you look at has a long-term rate of success behind center. It's because of they have had consistency with the offensive line, and they know the system so well, they can interact it and try and keep themselves safer in some terms of the way defenses will face you.
I think the biggest thing is that for the first time in his career since leaving Denver, he's going to have an opportunity to flourish under a proven play caller. And I would submit that he's got better weapons around him here than he did with the Broncos.
And I think it's a better offense. And no disrespect to Mike Shanahan and everything that Mike Shanahan has done in the NFL. I do think when you look at the long term of what this offense can provide, yeah, the weapons you have, and they still have some weapons in the back of their on the sidelines that still haven't had a chance to step in and show how they can be included in the packages, the different weapons you can throw on the field.
I'll give you an idea of what you're talking about. Cutler's going down to Florida at some point this offseason, going to join Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, Martellus Bennett is joining him, and so is the youngster, Marquise Wilson. The extra time they're going to put in, what's that going to mean?
It's going to be so beneficial to Marquise Wilson, because this guy has real ability. He's got speed. And you saw the one time that Jay gave him an opportunity in a game the other night under some adverse conditions, inside traffic, out of the slot, and he made a big catch. All that did is it kept Jay's eyes open and earned Marquise another opportunity, because when Jay gave him his first one, he capitalized on it. And that is a big key. I know it's the last game of the year, but the conditions weren't perfect.
And I saw him in the locker room afterwards. You know, people tend to say that Jay Cutler isn't a leader, and he leads in a different kind of way. He's not, Peyton Manning. You're not going to see him yelling at people on the sideline and that kind of thing, or the way Tom Brady does it. But here's an example of his leadership. Right before I was going to interview Cutler after the game against the Packers, Marquise Wilson walks by, and he's wearing this for lack of a better term, just an ugly-looking shirt, right? And Cutler sizes him up and goes, hey, Q, because that's what they call him, if you're going to hang around us, you can't wear that shirt.
Hey, that's the great thing about being in the locker room, because nothing's out of bounds. You know, nothing's off guards. If someone wants to come and try to pull out their style, especially if they're a young guy, it better be working, or else you're going to have 50-plus guys criticizing you as you walk down the bus lane.
What's left for this offense that we didn't see? Because Mark Trestman made this point today, Tom, that, you know, when he expects the offense to play even better, he was not pleased. He felt they could do more. What could they have done more after what you saw this season?
In terms of what they can do immediately is they can play faster. And when you talk about playing faster, putting more plays out there per offensive game plan, you know, maybe going from 64 to 85 week in and week out, and then you challenge the way – if you can stay on the field and play at a faster rate, how you can challenge the personnel groupings of the defenses you're going to face. And also now every single play that Jay calls at a faster rate, he's on the attack, whether it's a run game to the running backs or what he sees from the line of scrimmage.
Phil Emery said that Jay Cutler doesn't have to be better than Aaron Rodgers. And as long as they're in the same division and as long as the Bears play the Packers, they're always going to be compared. But Emery did say the Bears have to be better than the Green Bay Packers. What's it going to take to get that done?
You know, just keep going according to the first season, the way you go. This is the first time I think I've been here with the Bears that when they've had the high-profile offenses from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, that the Bears could go in there and honestly go toe-to-toe offensively with the Green Bay Packers. Have you ever felt that way since you've been working sidelines with the Bears? And when you really looked at it from preparing to go against Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers, you never felt that you had an offense that was going in there. And I felt both games at the start of the season and late in the season, the Bears were going in there with an offense that could compete, put more pressure on Aaron Rodgers to be a better quarterback, to spend more time in the pocket, to possibly challenge running beyond the line of scrimmage. All those things is good for the Bears.
We're talking offense, we're talking defense, we're talking Bears here on Bears All Access. Tom Thayer's along. I'm Zach Zabeman, awaiting both Jay Cutler and Tim Jennings next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, rolls on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. This is the first off-season edition of the program. Tom Thayer is going to be joining me, Zach Zabeman, all throughout the year, because you need all year to talk about the Bears, especially today. What a busy day at Halas Hall. The biggest news of the day is that Jay Cutler is coming back, and he's not going anywhere for a long time. A 7-year deal for the franchise quarterback of the Chicago Bears, and Jay Cutler now joins us live on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. So let's get to the most important question. When you sign a big deal like this, Jay, what do you do to celebrate?
We're just with some friends right now, and Kristen and Cam, and just kind of a low-key dinner, celebration. Nothing too crazy.
Hey, Jay, congratulations from Bay Bears fans, Bears alumni, all of us. But, you know, Jay, looking at a quarterback's impact on an organization, your contract status at the beginning of the season, and know that you are going to go through an entire new offense process, how long did it take you to go through the feeling out process of Mark Trestman when you met him from the first phone call to the first OTA?
It's a good question. We spent so much time early on, myself, Cav, Josh, that room, just kind of not only getting to know each other, but just kind of putting everything we had into the offense. And along the way, you learn more and more about each other, likes, dislikes, family life, where everyone's from, down to what kind of cars people drive. So it didn't take long. By the time OTAs, We're through and mini camp and stuff. We felt like we've been together a long time.
What's the biggest difference? Because I know a lot of people keep asking you if you've changed as a quarterback, but have you changed, or has everything around you since joining the Bears changed from an offensive standpoint?
I think it's a mixed bag. I think anyone that's kind of involved with Mark, anyone that's kind of involved in the culture that the Bears are about now, you're going to change. You're going to not become a new person, but, priorities change, and kind of what you your daily goals change from day to day. So it's been a fun process of getting to know everybody and kind of going through it.
You know, Jay, I not holding you to the number, but at the beginning of the say, everybody talks about a plan, a 3-year plan, but when you consider the terminology of this offense, the way others around you learn it, and then the whole opportunity to put in a no huddle in the future, where are you at in that process? And I'm, again, not holding you the 3-year number, but this is something that with the difficulty of the terminology, it could be a 3-year plan for you.
I think we put so much time into this first year that we feel like we're past, year one, year two. I was talking to Mark after, absent today, and he's so excited to get to OTAs and just kind of with this group move forward. And we have so many smart players on the outside and in the offensive line. It's kind of limitless on where we want to go. So, we don't like to predict anything. I think we're just really excited about the future and the direction of the offense.
Right. The offensive line, it's exciting to talk about those guys. But I got to tell you, as an ex-offensive lineman, I get more impressed with the way Brandon and Alshon and Martellus and Earl, the way they block on the outside, not only help after one of these guys catch a pass, but if you want to extend some runs for Forte, Jerome Bushrod's block is just as important as Brandon Marshall's.
And, that's the thing they understand. They understand that at the end of the day, we want Matt Forte to run as many yards as he possibly can because it's going to help them catch balls. It's going to dictate coverages in front. So they understand that when Matt hits a hole and he gets to the second level, if they're there doing their job, if they're giving him the alley, you know, he can go the distance. And then, you know, the next series, we might catch a single high and we're just going to throw the ball the entire time. So while it might be for selfish reasons, they do it for the right reasons, and they're helping out the teammate.
You talked about today at the press conference that you were never really worried about your future with the Bears when the season ended. You thought you'd be back. But that being said, when you were going through the tough times and you were banged up and you heard a lot of critics come out of the woodwork when Josh McCown was playing well and people were questioning what you could do, did you think at that time that there was a possibility you wouldn't be around, that you wouldn't be able to get back on the field this season to do some of the things that you did near the end of the year?
Not really, because, I mean, I think if you just kind of read between the lines and listen to what Mark said and listen to what Phil says, you know, they were confident in my abilities and the direction we were going as a team. And, you know, I think Mark understands it and Phil understand it. You know, to keep a group together offensively, I mean, that's going to give you the best chance to win down the future.
That's something that we've talked about. This, you've never really had that opportunity since leaving Denver to have the same group of guys, you know. And you just look at the team you last played, the Packers. You know, Aaron Rodgers has had that since day one joining Green Bay. Are you envious of that, just finally having the opportunity to be together with the same group of people, a play caller that you trust, and really build something that you called special today?
Of course. You know, I looked across the league the last 5 years and said, man, I mean, love to be in that position. You know, obviously loved being in Chicago and loved the situation I was in. But I think to have real success in this league, you've got to have the right pieces together, and you've got to keep those pieces together for years at end and learn together and figure things out. So I'm excited for that opportunity.
Jay, when you go to the sideline, it's got to be Mark Trestman at that point. But when you go into the huddle, do you have the opportunity, and because considering the knowledge of the system, to give subtle hints to the guys maybe before or after you call the play?
Subtle hints as far
of how to look at a specific coverage, maybe if there's a guy that you'd like to take advantage of. Do you have that time and the ability within this offense to say, hey, give me a little bit more length, or is it just an exact every time you call a play?
We try to keep it exact as possible, but there's definitely, you know, third down situation, red zone situations where, you know, I might tell B or Alshon, hey, do this, or if you know, if you see two man, go ahead and convert it, or if you see man, you know, let's push up and get out of this pretty quickly. So, you know, the guys, I think Mark and Cav and Chrome and everyone does a good job during the week, we explain and teach guy why we run plays, and everyone has a good feel for what we're doing each and every play.
Our final few moments here with Bears quarterback Jay Cutler on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Mark Trestman said today that the offense can do more, that he wasn't satisfied with what took place from an offensive standpoint. Realistically, what's the next step?
To keep growing, for everyone to show up each and every day, like I said today. You know, as long as guys are showing up each and every day to work hard, you know, we're going to get to that point where we look back and say, oh, man, you remember when we were there? We're so much farther along. And, you know, you just got to keep showing up and keep putting in the time and the effort. And we've got the group of guys that are willing to do that.
Hey, Jay, with that said, with two new teams, two new defensive staffs within your division, does that give you the immediate advantage because they're new assemblance of staffs? Or is it a little bit uncertainty because you don't know exactly how they're going to react to their new schemes?
Yeah, you never know. I mean, I think both teams, if you look at them, there's a lot of talent on the roster. So we'll see how that all shakes out. I mean, right now, I think we're just going to worry about ourselves and trying to improve our football team. And, you know, we all know that Phil has a plan going forward, and we're looking forward to see him execute that and then, you know, start up OTAs and get this thing going again.
One of the things that Jay talked about today is going down to Florida this offseason and meeting with Brandon Marshall, and Marquise Wilson's joining the group now with Alshon Jeffrey and Martellus Bennett. What are you guys going to be doing that'll make you better?
You know, just doing the same things we'll do in OTAs, just throwing, just keeping things fresh in their mind so that on day one, when they do graduate, the facility isn't completely new. We don't have to start back over at zero. So, you know, we got a good group of pros in that locker room, so it should be easy enough.
All right, before we say goodbye, the hair day today on a scale of 1 to 10. I mean, this was a huge day. The whole world was watching the press conference. Where would you rate it?
The hair?
Yeah.
My hair? You know, my hair didn't really show up today. I was pretty disappointed when I woke up this morning. You know, it was still getting a little bit long and didn't want to cooperate. So, I don't know, you know, 7, just an average day.
So he brought Kristen with him to distract us,
yeah,
right? Smart move.
Exactly, yep. Exactly. So I brought Kristen along, and no one knew the wiser.
Veteran move. Jay, thank you so much. Enjoy the offseason, and good luck with everything going forward.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jay.
Jay Cutler spending a few moments with us here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Got to take a quick timeout when we come back. Tim Jennings is going to join us, and we're also going to play Are You a Bears Authority? Oh, yeah, it's the highest-rated segment of the show. That's next. Tom Thayer is here. I'm Zach Zaidman on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, rolls on. Our first off-season edition. We're going to be going the entire year through, every week, most of the times on Thursday. Sometimes we'll do it on Wednesday, depending on conflicts. Tom Thayer is here. I'm Zach Zaidman. Tom's going to be joining us the entire off-season. Man, there's so much to talk about. We just spoke with Jay Cutler, and he sounds relaxed.
Newly minted Jay Cutler.
Yeah, newly minted Jay Cutler. 7-year deal for Cutler. I think the weirdest thing is that at no point during the season did it look like the pressure was affecting him. He was upset at certain points. You know, after the Cleveland game, he went public with his displeasure that some people questioned whether or not he should be the starting quarterback. And I think leading up to the Green Bay game, there was some pressure because his numbers against the Packers have never been solid. But he did have a solid game.
Right. I just got text messaging someone from Hawaii this. I said, leave that record alone, because you can't, all the records you want to talk about Jay. Okay, Jay's 0-1 against the Green Bay Packers in the new Mark Trestman system. Let's go from here. Let's not look back at Jay's record against the Green Bay Packers, because it's not fair to him. And this is a new system in a new era of new challenges for the Bears that can help cultivate the quarterback.
Register today at priceless.com/Chicago for MasterCard's Priceless Chicago, a collection of amazing experiences available exclusively to MasterCard cardholders. When you look defensively now, because ultimately for the Bears to get better than 8-8, they need to have a significant upgrade on defense. If you're Phil Emery, you're looking at this offseason, what's your number one priority going forward to fix this thing?
You obviously have to get the center field squared. And I mean the defensive tackle position, the middle linebacker position, and the safety position. If you don't have your center field, and all right, are we assuming they're going to continue to run the Tampa cover two scheme, or are we considering there's some kind of change? Because you have to evaluate defensive players and how they fit into a specific system. To me, if you're going, keeping everything according to plan, then I need my center field more ferocious.
Now, can you play a hybrid system? You know, Mel Tucker came in this year, and the goal was to continue the 4-3 cover two defense that the Bears have been known for the last decade. But then the injuries hit, and they lost Henry Melton. They lost Kelvin Hayden. They lost the backups to their defensive tackles, guys in the preseason.
Nate Collins, they lost the D.J. Williams.
Right.
I mean,
Stephen Paya hurt his toe in the first Detroit game and was never the same player after that. And it really exposed some weaknesses. Lance Briggs went down for half the season. Charles Tillman went down for half the season. It hurt them. But going forward, you look at most of the teams that are in the playoffs right now. Tom, man, out of the 12 teams that are in the postseason, 9 of them are ranked in the top 15 in sacks.
Right. And with that being said, the Bears have the ability to recover that portion of it, but it's going to have to get through either better play by specific individuals or better players. Because, you know, whenever you call a defensive scheme, you have specific assignments to every single play called. How do you follow through according to your assignment? Are you in a proper fundamental tackling position when you're being challenged by a ball carrier? When you have to deflect the attention of a blocker and still stay in a tackling position, can you do that? When you have to hold contain and try to avoid a running back coming to block you from the outside, can you do that? That's the evaluation process that I think is the slow process of what Mark Trestman and Phil Emery need to understand.
Yeah, I think that you'll be seeing some different things from the Bears defense. I think there'll be times where they maybe line up in a 3-4 package, not the entire game, because it's hard to find that Vince Wilfork, BJ Raji type, but there's some things they can do.
But you know what, if you want to use the term 3-4, a 3-4 package looks as much as a four-man line as any front you can throw up there. And that's the thing about it. How does your front seven and eight play, and can they be confusing enough to put pressure on
right.
the quarterback?
It's about creating deception pre-snap and then disruption post-snap. Joining us now is one of the guys who's going to be a part of that defense in 2014 and for the next few years after that, talking about the veteran cornerback Tim Jennings, who joins us now on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. How pumped are you to continue doing this in navy blue and orange?
Man, I'm real pumped, actually, man. I'm real excited. I'm excited to see where this team is heading. You know, we got to clean up some few areas, but I'm excited for the most part, man.
Tim, congratulations. It's an ultimate opportunity to stay in the same city for a long time. But now that you have this deal, what's Tim Jennings, the Bulldog, going to bring into the locker room? What are you going to be able to look at to Isaiah Frye and all the other guys that are in that defensive back meeting room? What are you going to bring along with the contract?
Well, I appreciate the congrats. But I think really what I'm going to bring to him, I'm going to bring up a sense of confidence. You know, what you see is what you get. I mean, it's not going to be any kind of added pressure now that I'm going to be kind of the older guy in the meeting room until hopefully Charles Tillman comes back. But we got to wait and see that game. But the guys kind of know me, man. What you see is what you get. I'm a cool, collected type of guy that comes excited to work each and every day, excited to be there, go out there to practice field, man. So we still get some kids out there playing this game that we love so much. So I'm enjoying every minute of it, and I'm gonna make sure that the guys know that I enjoy it and that they should too, because this is a great opportunity for us, man, and we need to take advantage of it and make the best of it, and knowing that, you know, we're here to win, and there's no better feeling than to go out there and win games, man.
And you got to bring a lot of respect for your individual accomplishments, because you were challenged with your NFL livelihood. And what is Tim Jennings going to do during the offseason to come back as a better player? And sometimes that's almost forgotten about because of what you've been able to accomplish in the last couple of years. But that, in terms of the midpoint in your career, how important it was for you to be able to overcome that?
Well, I mean, it was tremendously important, but I think that's one thing that I'm not going to ever be able to lose, because I've been doing it for so long. But that competitive edge nature that I have to continue to go out there and work and prove myself, because you know how this game is. You know, it's going to be younger guys that's coming in there and going for your job. So I want to be able to continue to play at a high level that I have been and continue to do what I've been doing. And I can't, you know, I definitely don't see myself slacking off. I continue to go out there and work on some of the things that I need to work on and just be smart about it, man, and knowing that only way I can help my team if I'm out there on the field. So definitely want to continue to try to stay healthy and continue to work on that and just go out there and work each and every day, man, and knowing that, you know, hard work does pay off.
Talking with Bears cornerback Tim Jennings, who re-signed with the team today and is going to be here for a little bit. Now, Tim, did I hear you correctly moments ago? Did you say until Charles Tillman comes back? So are you working the phones right? Are you trying to get him to come back to the Bears?
You say what?
Are you trying to get him to come back to the Bears? Can you make that happen?
Can I make it happen? But so much I can do. All I can do is lobby for it. You know, just lobby for it and it's just wishful thinking, man. I hope that, you know, Charles feels the same way. And I hope, you know, the organization feels the same way and realize that he's a big part of what we're trying to do here, and he can help us out a lot.
Hey, Tim, with the ideas of the thought of morphing the front seven to be more hybrid, does it change anything for you as a cornerback, or are you on such an island that sometimes what the front seven and eight do really doesn't involve you because you know what your responsibility is according to your receiver?
No, not at all. I mean, they definitely help. They help us out a lot. So long as whatever you want to call them, hybrid, 3-4, 4-3, long as they get to that quarterback, it'll work in our favor in the back end, man. But my job is to go out there and do my job, whether I got to take They number one receiver, play man-to-man, play zone, cover two, whatever they ask me to do, that is my job, just like each and every man out there that's lining up to try to get to that quarterback. So however you guys want to put it, they just have to get to the quarterback, and that'll make my job a lot easier. And each and every other guy that's on that back seven.
You think within in this division that you could ever get a chance where maybe five times a year get a chance to blitz?
As a corner?
Would you like to do that?
I mean, it's a possibility, but you rarely see corner blitz working in the NFL. I mean, I watch them. I see them coming out of the edge, but they're not ever – getting there because we're coming from so wide, and by the time we blitzing, quarterbacks are able to see that, and guys are seeing that and picking us up. But anything to kind of mix it up, man. But it really doesn't matter to me too much. I just think we just got to figure out a way to kind of get to that quarterback, whether you got to bring an extra corner or not. I mean, it is what it is.
Got to get after the quarterback, no question about it. Tim, when Mark Trestman says he's going to evaluate everything from a defensive standpoint, if he asked you about defensive coordinator Mel Tucker, what would you say?
I mean, I'll tell him, a number of good things about it. I mean, of course, we would like to continue the chemistry with Coach Tucker and try to get that going because I've been a Mel Tucker fan for the longest. I was excited about him, still excited about him. And I mean, it was just unfortunate to work with what he had to work with, and we did everything we possibly could. And I mean, of course, it wasn't enough, but I'm a Tucker fan and I'm a root for him to this day because I was always a fan of him and I believe in him. And I'm sure every other guy feels the same way. We just have to get everybody you stay healthy and try to help in the seat, then we can evaluate that. But until then, I'm still rooting as him being my defensive coordinator.
Tim, good stuff. Enjoy the big day. Celebrate, and we'll see you throughout the offseason.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Congratulations, Tim.
Tim Jennings, the newly signed Bears cornerback, spending some time with us here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Alongside Tom Thayer, I'm Zach Sabin. More to come next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Chicago Bears Network presents Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's, a unique look at everything Bears, starring Anthony Adams and Lindsay Petrucci, and airing every Sunday night at 10:35 on Fox Chicago, or go to chicagobears.com/insidethebears. Alongside Tom Thayer, I'm Zach Sabin. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. We've already spoken with newly re-signed Jay Cutler and newly re-signed Tim Jennings, broken down a lot of different things on offense and defense, but that is not the highest rated part of the show. This is, Tom, it's called Are You a Bears Authority?
I thought you were going to say the signing of Matt Slauson, offensive guard, which to me, that would be the highlight of all the signs.
And more to come. I mean, there's a big pie that Phil Emery referred to it as an apple pie. It's not quite like sprinkles with a twist or Mr. Goodbar, but
we're talking about that guard piece right now. Okay, I'm just trying to accentuate left guard.
Good stuff. All right, so we're going to do it a little differently. During the season, we have two players that play Are You a Bears Authority, but now we're going to have two fans each week playing Are You a Bears Authority. It's brought to you by Sports Authority, and tonight we're going to have these Bears All Access listeners on the phone who will be competing for a Sports Authority gift certificate, Matt Statsny. Welcome, Matt, and Alex Maester. Hello, Alex. Nice to have you aboard. And guys, here's how we're going to play. I'm going to ask a question. If you know the answer, you say your name. Whoever says the name first gets a chance to answer. If you get that question wrong, the other caller has an opportunity to answer the question. It's a best of seven contest. And if you're listening right now, driving around, you want to play next week, all you have to do is go to chicagobears.com/CBN and click on the Bears All Access page where you can also listen to all of our shows. Matt, Alex, you guys ready?
We're ready.
All right, let's rock and roll here. We'll start with question number one. Finish this line from the Chicago Bears fight song. We'll never forget the way you thrilled the nation with your...
Matt.
Go ahead, Matt.
T formation.
Oh, Matt's very on good. To a, yes. A very quick start. A 1-0 lead for Matt over Alex here in this best of seven Are You a Bears Authority.
That's a great line to the song, too.
Yeah, and I know you always sing it. It's in your iPad. It's songs 1, 2, 3, and 4 before you get to the real stuff. Question two. Who held the Bears record for most games played directly before Patrick Manley broke it?
Tom.
I know you know, but Matt, Alex, you want to give it a shot? You have nothing to lose.
Alex.
Alex, go ahead.
I'll go with Robbie Gould.
Incorrect. Matt?
I got nothing on that one.
Tom played with him.
Steve McMichael.
Yeah, Mongo.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on, you guys.
Someone's got to be a Bears authority here. Question number three with Matt leading Alex 1-0. Question three about the current Bears. Where did Bears center Roberto Garza play his college football?
Matt.
Go ahead, Matt.
Texas A&M.
Incorrect.
Oh.
But close. Incorrect, though. Alex?
I'll go with, is it West Texas A&M?
No. Texas A&M Kingsville.
Oh.
Yeah, it remains a 1-0 score.
Like
Matt
Alex
over
Trebek.
Alex.
You say it right or it's no, you don't get it.
Question number four. Alex, you're still in this. It's like the Green Bay Bears game the other night. It's yep. very tight down the stretch. Question four. Who holds the Bears record for most rushing yards for a rookie?
Matt.
Go ahead, Matt.
I'm going to go with Forte.
Correct. Oh, a commanding lead for Matt over Alex, 2-0 here at stake, a gift certificate to Sports Authority here on Are You a Bears Authority. Question number five, who holds the Bears record for career interceptions?
Alex. Matt.
Go ahead, Alex.
Charles Tillman.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Matt, you want to give it a shot?
Well, I was going to go with Tillman, too. I got nothing.
All right, here's another hint, and I'm going to give this to Tom. He played with Tom.
Gary Fencick.
Yeah, good call.
Oh. You can tell me who Gary Fencick's, he intercepted, I think, Joe Namath's last pass in the NFL.
Yeah, he was with the Rams?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, good. Yeah. Man, Tom, you know everything. You're like an elephant with the memory.
Right.
All right, it's a 2-0 lead here for Matt over Alex. Two questions to go. Matt can clinch it right here. Question number six. In which round of the 2006 NFL draft was Devin Hester taken?
Alex.
Go ahead, Alex.
Second.
Correct. Alex is in the game. 2-1 lead for Matt
job,
over
man.
Alex. There was another Bear taken in that second round, by the way, Danielle Manning.
Right.
Good draft for Jerry Angelo and company. Question number seven. This is for all the marbles here for Matt or for Alex, a chance to send it in overtime. Question seven. What Bears jersey did the legendary Dick Butkus wear?
Alex.
Go ahead, Alex.
51.
Yes.
What the heck kind of question was that?
Hey, listen, I just read them. I don't write them. But guess what? That means we have to go to our tiebreaker. It's alternate guesses now until someone gets it right. Okay? How many interceptions does Tim Jennings have in his NFL career?
Alex, Matt.
Go ahead, Alex.
17.
Incorrect. Matt, go ahead.
13.
Incorrect. Alex, take a guess.
15.
Incorrect. Matt?
9.
Incorrect. Alex, got to keep
12.
Going here. Incorrect. I'm going to give you guys
give
a hint.
A higher or lower.
I'm going to give you guys a hint. It's in the teens. Matt?
13.
Incorrect. Alex?
18.
Incorrect. Matt?
19?
Yes, finally.
Oh.
How about that? Rallying the win. Nice
You'll never
job.
Forget that at this point. Tim Jennings has 19 interceptions in his career.
Congratulations, guys. Appreciate the very arduous and rigorous and competitive Are You a Bears Authority brought to you by Sports Authority. We got to take a quick time out, and we'll wrap up the day's events with Tom Thayer next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears All Access rolls on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The first off-season edition will be coming to you every week throughout the off-season because now there's so much to talk about with Bears football.
I think this is the perfect amount of time for once a week just to have a recap of the NFL week because it's not always going to pertain just to the Chicago Bears. You know, there's been two coaching changes within the division, and as their season progresses, it'll be interesting to see who they hire as coaches and then how they go about, you know, getting players.
Yeah, you mentioned that when you were talking to Cutler about the Lions and the Vikings with head coaching changes. Does that benefit the Bears and the Packers just because they're going to be trying to get used to something new?
I think so, because I think specifically to defense, I think their offenses take a while to put in when you have two teams. But then again, your offenses, because they're familiar with the systems, they have a chance to kind of attack defensive personnel that might get a little out of position.
Spent a lot of time today talking about defense and offense, and rightfully so. Special teams was brought up today at Halas Hall, and there are a lot of free agents to come, including Devin Hester, who might have played his last game for the Bears. They liked what he did as a return man this year, the Bears did, but you know, they might not be able, that pie that I talked about,
right,
there might not be enough money to give him compared to what some other team makes.
It's such a competitive market that you can't be a one-dimensional player. You got to be able to play every facet of special teams. Plus, you got to some way, shape, or form contribute to offense or defense. Even like Blake Costanzo, for example. You know, he may not contribute a lot in the regular defense, but every week he goes out there and plays a different middle linebacker of a different system that the offense needs to see. So that's the type of contributions they need out of you if you're not an every down player.
Got a lot of people to thank for this extravaganza, including Herb Lawrence and Joe Ostrowski, who helped us blast through the speakers of your radio, as well as our executive producer, Greg Miller. For Tom Thayer, I'm Zach Zabin saying thanks for listening. We're back next Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by Miller Lite, Verizon, and United Airlines.